The War's Toll, for the 7 days through December 19th, 2006. I'll be reading the names of U.S. and coalition soldiers who have been reported killed in the past week in Iraq and Afghanistan. I'll also be reading the names of some Iraqi civilians. These civilians were reported killed on March 25th, 2003, just 6 days into the invasion. But first, the numbers. As of this morning, December 20th, 2006, 3,201 coalition soldiers have been killed in Iraq. Of that number, 2,954 are U.S. soldiers. The Department of Defense reports that 22,401 U.S. soldiers have been wounded. They also report that 46,880 have suffered quote-unquote non-mortal casualties. Also, 377 private contractors have been reported killed in Iraq. These private contractors are of various nationalities. I also will note that there is no information to date on casualties, that's wounded casualties of soldiers from other nationalities other than the United States. In this past week, then, 17 U.S. and coalition soldiers were reported killed in Iraq. In Afghanistan, 515 coalition soldiers have been reported killed since the invasion, October 2001. Of that number, 357 are U.S. soldiers. The Department of Defense reports that 1,062 U.S. soldiers have been wounded. They also report that 5,994 have suffered what are called, quote-unquote, non-mortal wounds. In the past week, then, one coalition soldier was reported killed in Afghanistan. Also, at least 55 Afghanis were killed in the past week, according to iCasualties.org, bringing the total in December of 2006 to at least 235. Back to Iraq. According to IraqBodyCount.org, 56,533 Iraqi civilians have been killed since the invasion in March of 2003. However, we'll note that the Johns Hopkins study reported in the Lancet Journal in the United Kingdom just a few weeks ago estimated that 650,000 Iraqi civilians have died since the invasion. That would put the number of wounded Iraqis in the hundreds of thousands, if not over a million. In the past week, at least 319 Iraqis have been killed, bringing the total in December of 2006 to at least 1,094. The financial cost of the war, according to costofwar.com, is at $351.7 billion and counting. For taxpayers in Maryland, your tax bill is at $6.8 billion and counting. This is all due to from costofwar.com and is only for the Iraq War. I will now read the names of some Iraqi civilians who were reported killed again on the 25th of March of 2003. Malik Hussein Rafif, unknown aged male. Marwah Khalel Salman, 17-year-old girl. Methak Aloui Rethede Asade, 27-year-old man. Mohamed Taham Gassem, 6-year-old boy. Mohamed Esser Yusuf Algebre, 63-year-old man. Mohamed Gaber Keber Al-Nabi, 35-year-old man. Mohamed Kathem Abid Hashem, 4-year-old boy. Mohamed Taha Nasser Abdre, 8-year-old boy. Mahand Glel Yons Elzadeh, 21-year-old man. Narklel Yonis Elzadeh, 14-year-old girl. I will now read the names of one U.S. soldier reported killed in Afghanistan in the past week. On the 16th of December, Joseph E. Phaneuf II, 38 years old, U.S. Army National Guard, Eastford, Connecticut. I will now read the names of U.S. and coalition soldiers reported killed in Iraq in the past 7 days. On the 10th of December, Nicholas P. Steinbacher, 22 years old, U.S. Army, La Crescenta, California. Also on the 10th of December, Philip C. Ford, 21 years old, U.S. Army, Freeport, Texas. Also on the 10th of December, Sean M. Murphy, 24 years old, U.S. Army, Fort Bragg, North Carolina. On the 11th of December, Brian P. McAnulty, 39 years old, U.S. Marine, Vicksburg, Mississippi. On the 12th of December, Brent W. Dunkelberger, 29 years old, U.S. Army, Bloomfield, Pennsylvania. Also on the 12th of December, Gloria D. Davis, 47 years old, U.S. Army, St. Louis, Missouri. On the 14th of December, Matthew W. Clark, U.S. Marine, 22 years old, St. Louis, Missouri. Also on the 14th of December, Luke C. Yepsen, 20 years old, U.S. Marine, Kingwood, Texas. Also on the 14th of December, Theodore A. Spettle, 59 years old, U.S. Army, Thermopolis, Wyoming. On the 15th of December, Paul Ballant, Jr., 22 years old, U.S. Army, Willow Park, Texas. Also on the 15th of December, Henry K. Kahalawai, 43 years old, U.S. Army, Hilo, Hawaii. On the 16th of December, Matthew J. Stanley, 22 years old, U.S. Army, Wolfboro Falls, New Hampshire. Also on the 16th of December, David R. Statz, 30 years old, U.S. Army, Pueblo, Colorado. Also on the 16th of December, Joe L. Baines, 19 years old, U.S. Army, Newark, New Jersey. And also on the 16th of December, Nick J. Palmer, 19 years old, U.S. Marine, Leadville, Colorado. On the 18th of December, Kevin M. Christ, 27 years old, U.S. Marine, West Bend, Wisconsin. On the 19th of December, Seth M. Stanton, 19 years old, U.S. Army, Colorado Springs, Colorado. This has been The War's Toll for the 7 days through the 19th of December, 2006. I'm Scott Berguin with the Stand Independent News Service. As always, our hearts go out to the fallen, their loved ones, their relatives and neighbors in all countries.